I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Police in Kenya are questioning three suspects in connection with an explosion in Nairobi's business district this week. No one's claimed responsibility for the terrorism, but Christian Reformed Rural Relief Committee's Ida Mutoigo says it's had a relatively small impact on their staff. The attack hasn't stopped their outreach, but it does bear notice.
Continue praying for safety and also for peace, especially for the people in Kenya. Just to have God's hand in all of this so that people may come to realize the only peace and security we have is in Him.
Elsewhere, 1,000 people in Honduras make their livelihood living near a mountainside garbage dump. World Gospel Mission affectionately calls their work there the Dump Ministry. Peter Rett says,
the dump people don't have an affiliation with really much of anything, but they are very interested in Christ and learning about that. And we feel that by offering them an oasis, both spiritually and physically, that they're even more open, and that's proven to be the case.
Churches have been planted. Hundreds are attending beneath trees, while others in a community center. The people's needs are many. Pray that churches get involved. And missionaries from New Tribes Mission in Guinea are teaching girls of the Nalu tribe to play volleyball. The girls usually spend all day doing chores. This is a chance for the girls to play, and the missionaries a chance to learn the Nalu language and culture. They're also teaching Nalu women to read and write, as well as holding Bible studies. Nalus believe strongly in sorcery. Pray that the work of the missionaries will cause the tribe to question their worldview and desire to know truth. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Transworld Radio is making available Eugene Peterson's The Message New Testament, helping biblical texts come alive. Keep it or give it to a friend as an outreach. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get one at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.